From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. troops to stay longer in Afghanistan. President Obama has announced he will maintain the current number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan through most of 2016. The troops will be stationed at a small number of bases and focus on training and counterterrorism operations.
I've decided to maintain our current posture of 9,800 troops in Afghanistan through most of next year, 2016. Their mission will not change.
The administration had originally planned to keep only about 1,000 U.S. troops past 2016. Iran is intensifying its presence in Syria, sending hundreds of troops into the country in support of the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Iran dispatched the troops into northern and central Syria, where they joined fighters from Iran's Lebanese ally, Hezbollah. They apparently hope to take advantage of an extensive Russian aerial bombardment against rebels fighting Syrian forces. Israel has released a photo of a Palestinian boy that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas had claimed was executed by Israeli soldiers. The boy, 13-year-old Ahmed Mansara, was involved in a stabbing attack in Jerusalem Monday that wounded two Israelis. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released the photo to media outlets Thursday in an apparent bid to refute Abbas's claim.
First of all, he's not dead. He's alive. Secondly, he's not innocent. He tried to kill. Murder, knife to death, an innocent Israeli youngster, 13 years old, riding a bicycle.
Benjamin Netanyahu. Guinea President Alpha Conde appears to be on track to win the disputed presidential vote in his country after his main rival said he would pull out of the election. This is VOA News. A top U.S. Navy official says it should not be considered provocative that the U.S. is considering sending warships around artificial islands that China claims as its territory. U.S. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson says a so-called freedom of navigation operation would be consistent with international law. Recent reports suggest the U.S. military could sail warships within weeks near the artificial islands that China claims as an extension of its own territory. Myanmar on Thursday signed a ceasefire agreement with eight rebel groups, Steve Herman reports.
At a signing ceremony in Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw, President Thein Sein hailed the national ceasefire agreement as a historic gift for future generations. Tens of thousands of troops from both sides have lost their lives in the conflicts, the president notes, acknowledging that the ethnic Kachin and Hwa, with tens of thousands of soldiers, are still determined to fight. The president pledged to try harder to gain agreement with other groups. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
A European Union summit Thursday in Brussels focused mainly on the war in Syria and the migrant situation in Turkey. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, says Europe must be prepared to handle all possible scenarios that could cause a new massive exodus of refugees. Tusk said the deteriorating conditions in Syria and volatile situation in Libya will be high on the agenda. Volkswagen says it will recall 8.5 million cars in Europe, that as a result of a scandal involving rigged emissions tests. The move was prompted by the German automotive regulator, the KBA, which earlier ordered the company to recall 2.4 million of its vehicles. The European Court of Human Rights ruled on Thursday that a Turkish politician should not have been prosecuted for saying that the 1915 mass deportation and massacre of Armenians in the Ottoman Empire was not genocide. The court's judges ruled 10-7 that Dogu Perinçek's freedom of expression had been violated by a Swiss court, which had convicted him of racial discrimination. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif will pay a three-day visit to the United States. That will start October 20th. He will discuss with the president various items of bilateral interest. South African athlete Oscar Pistorius will be released from prison next week and moved to house arrest. His move comes 1 year after he was convicted of killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, in 2013. The Correction Service Offices says Pistorius will be transferred October 20th. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.